To be able to read is a simple joy. In fact, it's more than that. Reading is a window into worlds. Indeed, it's a chance to live many lives in one. Reading opens up a limitless pantheon of knowledge, of possibility. It is the key to unleashing boundless potential. On my reading travels, I have found some rules for reading that I would like to share with you so that you can get the best out of your reading. Hey there, Matthew Dorry here, the host of the Happy Habit podcast, talking health and well-being twice a week, Mondays and Thursdays. If you are new, please consider subscribing. These lessons I have gleaned from various sources, one of which was the author Ryan Holiday, who is a prolific reader himself. He suggests if you are going to read, then you should do it constantly. Now, this I can relate to completely. So, I don't mean you need to read 50 pages per day, nothing of the sort, but reading is like using muscles during exercise or like indulging in any skill. It is perfected when we practice it routinely. The more often we read, the easier it becomes to read. It becomes habitual. It could even be a couple of pages a day, but the regular nature of our application to the pastime of reading will stand to us over time. It becomes easier to immerse ourselves in reading through practice. The more often we read, the more often we are further likely to read. It's a positive feedback loop. Secondly, take notes as you go. If you are reading something of academic interest or simply something that piques your interest, then feel free to take notes so that you can take away nuggets of information from your reading session. Now, while it's not possible and not necessary to highlight every passage in a book, it's useful to highlight key points of significance, especially if we need to use this material in an academic context, like to pass exams. But even if we are not going to be tested on our knowledge and are just reading the book for fun, it's productive if we can come away from a book with more knowledge than we started with. And highlighting or taking notes helps with this process. Now, it does take more time to read a book when we take notes, but accept that this is perfectly acceptable. After all, if we are only reading for the sake of getting through a book in as short a time as possible, then we are doing it all for the wrong reasons. And following on from this, reading isn't a race. We should ultimately be reading for enjoyment, rather than for reading as many books as possible. The information contained within the pages of a book can be invaluable. It can open up our minds to entire new worlds and new ways of thinking. But we must first possess a fertile mind so that we may furrow it with a book's themes and ideas. Racing through a book is not conducive to reading correctly. It's like looking but not really seeing. So take your time so that you can sublimate the ideas contained in the pages and so that you can create your own perspective of the ideas being explored therein. Read books from a variety of eras about a variety of subjects. Now, while I mainly read books concerned with how the mind works, focusing on psychology, neuroscience, and philosophy, I don't like to pigeonhole myself too much in this genre. For the sake of variety, I like to read biographies and thrillers and some of the older classics. This broadens the scope of my reading material, but it also prevents me from getting bored with the act of reading. Plus, sometimes I want to read a book that doesn't require my taking any notes or too much analysis on my part. This is where a biography might come in useful. Reading is always going to be an active process compared to watching TV, for example, which is a passive process. But we can choose, based on our preference, at any given point in time to opt for a less demanding book to read. My advice is to do some research into a book before you start it. Now, personally, I don't really like to give up on reading any book if I'm halfway through. I did read Daniel Kahneman's Thinking Fast and Slow. It was a very well-known book by the Nobel Prize-winning expert in probability and statistics. But I didn't do my research into the book prior to reading it. And quite honestly, it was an endurance test getting through the book. I didn't enjoy reading it, but I stuck with it till the end. Ideally, though, please read some reviews to find out whether the content and writing style will suit you. If other people have enjoyed the book and explain their reasons for doing so, then it's more than likely that you will too. Ideally, reading is about enjoyment, so err towards books that you believe you will enjoy. And the only way you can do this is by researching the book beforehand. If you are looking for inspiration for your next book to read, no better place than within the current book you are reading. Often, they will have citations or references to other books which you can find listed in the back of the book. Indeed, the author you are currently reading and possibly enjoying could have multiple books from which you can choose further reading material. Now, just be careful, though, not to overdo reading one particular author or one particular theme or genre, purely because you may suffer reading fatigue and actually put yourself off reading completely, at least for the short term. So always be conscious of mixing things up, just to keep yourself interested. The next rule for reading is to share a book you have read. Some people hold on to books and read them over and over. This may apply to a couple of books, but beyond this, a book is meant for sharing. Once you have read and gleaned what needs to be gleaned from a book, it's time for that book to find a new home. Now, in my area, we have these little swapping huts in local streets whereby locals can deposit books they have read so that others may read them. They are a brilliant idea, and best of all, they are completely free. In addition, become a member of your local library. Municipal libraries have come on in leaps and bounds in recent years, having adopted technology and moved their entire catalogues online. You can also avail of the Interlibrary Lending Facility, whereby if your local library doesn't have a particular book that you are looking for, then you can get it through another library and their lending programme. They have also recently abolished fines for late returning of books, although it's something I never do. If you cannot finish a book within 2 or 3 weeks from the date you took the book out on loan, well then, you need to have another look at your reading frequency. Turn the words you read into works. In other words, make use of the content you are reading. Now, this is what attracts me so much to books about the mind and self-help. They have a useful lesson on literally every page that you can incorporate into your own daily life. The material then goes from being a concept on the page to a living practice, which hopefully will allow you to become a better version of yourself. Ultimately, the greatest advice when it comes to reading is to enjoy the process, be it a means of escaping into another world or a method for you to use the new information you find within the pages of a book to enhance your own living. Well, thank you for listening to this edition of the Happy Habit Podcast. Until next time, stay happy.